It's time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Anthony Valadez is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. And Anthony, we are a few weeks away, but let me be the first to wish you a happy new year.
Thanks, man. You too. It's so great to be here.
Well, and you brought us your top songs of 2017. Let's get right to them, starting with the soul singer Nick Hakim. This is Needy Bees. Great song to start us off. Tell us more about Nick Hakim.
Nick Hakim is from D.C. originally and now based in Brooklyn, New York. This is his debut record. It's called Green Twins. You know, he fuses the sounds of Unknown Mortal Orchestra. He's indie rock, but he's also soul. If D'Angelo had a kid with all the members of Unknown Mortal Orchestra, it would definitely be Nick Hakim. I hope that didn't sound too graphic.
And why did you pick this song as one of your favorites of the year?
It's funny because I could have went with Bet She Looks Like You, which is one of the songs we're playing nonstop on KCRW, as we should. It's such a great song. But this one, I feel like, demonstrates the range that Nick has. There's a sexiness oozing in his voice, and then the drums and the vocals on his voice. I feel like there's a lot of technicalities that are celebrated on this record, Green Twins, especially on this song, Needy Bees.
All right, well, next we have Eye to Eye. This is by the New Zealander Jordan Rakai.
Yes, they shine bright like a million, let them bleed twice for a minute. Pleasure to have met you. You must start tonight. To have felt this oh sublime, like a grain of sand traveling through time. Pleasure to have met you. You must start tonight.
I love what that guitar is doing in the background there.
Yeah, it sonically, it has different parts. There's a part where the beginning of the song, it sounds very optimistic and hopeful. And then all of a sudden, there's this dark transition that's very menacing. And what I love that he does on this album, and specifically this song, is that he's dealing with his inner demons. If you listen to the words, he's talking about social anxiety. And I had the chance to interview him, and he talks deeply about how social anxiety has always impacted him, and he wanted that to be very reflective on this song and the album as a whole. So I love what he does, and I feel like that's represented in the textures and the guitars and the rhythms.
And he's just 25 years old, by the way, Jordan Rakai. What more should we know about him?
Originally from New Zealand, now living in the UK. And what I love, too, is that he mixes club culture with the Kiwi soul sound. So there are a lot of cool remixes, dance remixes, and he's part of what I call the SoundCloud generation, the artist that made remixes or put out their music on SoundCloud. And it's nice to see him get picked up by a great label. And, you know, he's graduated, so good for him.
Okay, next we have another one of your favorites from 2017. This is the electronic house musician Yeji with her song Drink I'm Sippin' On.
Kuge aniya.
Now, she's singing in a mix of English and Korean.
That's correct. She has an interesting story. She was born in New York, and her father just got frustrated. He was a struggling musician, I believe, played in a heavy metal band, and went back to Korea, went back to Seoul, and eventually Yeji came back to study graphic design. She's an artist, DJ. She produces her music. Another cool thing about her is that she makes house music, and she also makes what I call trap raps. So you hear her rapping, you hear her singing, and she's very melodic, and she's adorable. If you get a chance, you need to YouTube her. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, the music video for this song actually came out in October, and it's already been watched 3.7 million times. What do you think it is about this song that stands out?
There's definitely a juxtaposition from what you hear and what you see. Hmm. There's an innocence to her, but there's also an attitude in her music, and I think that's what's gravitating people to her music and sounds.
Okay, up next in Anthony Valadez's list of best songs of 2017 is Four Ethers by Serpent With Feet.
Babe, it is cool with me that you want to die, and I'm not gonna stop you if you try. But the hole in my belly has started growing. Easy to remember as the four ethers, and who the hell knows the four ethers? Oh.
Now, Serpent With Feet is the stage name for Josiah Wise, who's a classically trained singer from Baltimore. To tell us more about this.
That's correct. I mean, he's incredible. That voice reminds me of Nina Simone. Hmm. Especially that track. I mean, just listening to it, I got the chills. It should be noted that this project was in collaboration with Hakes and Cloth, who may be known for his work with Bjork. And one of the things I love about Serpent With Feet is that he describes his sound as pagan gospel. And according to Pitchfork, you know, this project explores the queer experience. And I love that. I love that Serpent attacks the content of his music with attitude and with pizzazz and with sassiness, but also with epicness. I mean, you hear the strings in that song. He's very incredible. And what he does with his voice is just, it's mesmerizing.
It's an incredible voice. And we have time for one more song. This is Love Galore by SZA featuring Travis Scott.
Do it for fun. Don't take it personal. Personally, I'm surprised you call me after the things I said. Skirt, skirt, all day, all day. Skirt down, you acting like me. Acting like we wasn't more than a summer fling. I said farewell. You took it well. Promise I won't cry over spilled milk. Give me a paper towel. Give me another volume. Give me another hour or two. Hour with you. Why you bother me?
Now, SZA is up for several Grammys. The awards are next month. She's up for New Artist. Tell us more about her.
Yeah, five Grammys. She's the first lady of Top Dog Entertainment. That's a record label that is infamous because of Kendrick Lamar's association. She's very self-conscious. And what I love, you know, was that she didn't want this album to come out. She felt like she would be embarrassed. And so just to hear that it's nominated for five Grammys is a great thing. I also think she represents artists that really don't get a lot of love on the radio. You know, she also represents this generation of women that are breaking down barriers. And I think that's so important. And to see her being rewarded with all these Grammys and love from her audience and fans, which is a great thing.
So, Anthony, I know that we haven't gotten to 2018 yet, but I have a sense that you have already heard some of the music that we're going to hear next year. Anything good so far?
Lots of stuff. It's a secret. I signed an NDA. but I do want to say, Jeremy, that this has been one of the toughest assignments ever. Only five songs of 2017. This has been such an incredible year for music as a whole.
That's Anthony Valadez, a DJ at KCRW. Anthony, thanks as always. And again, Happy New Year.
Thanks, man. You too.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify, search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.